live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and the second member of the Checkpoint XP crew to get ghosted by Weird Beard, me.
Whoa!
James Campbell.
What happened? What did he do? What did you do?
I'm still waiting to find out what's going on with Weird Beard. He's supposed to join me and squad up in some Warzone.
Actually, I was supposed to do Warzone.
Yeah.
And then, I had the massive, most biggest download I've ever had.
Massive, most biggest.
Massive, most biggest.
Biggest download.
And then I had to handle some other work stuff. And just,
hey, James?
He was so busy handling this massive download, he couldn't even send me a text message that said, sorry!
Yeah, that's the way it
sorry,
is.
Sorry, I can't make it!
So the next time that Weirdbeard can't make it, you send me a text. I'll be there for you.
This is a professional gaming league that's paying players significantly more than any other league. We'll talk about which league and find out what the average salaries are for some professional gamers. But first, so recently there have been an influx of professional gamers getting busted cheating. With all these tournaments that would have taken place being canceled and forcing teams to compete from home, it's getting harder to detect the cheating. Robbie, what can you tell us about all these low-life deadbeat cheaters?
Yeah, so we have three sort of big incidents that have happened over the last couple weeks, and they're all actually pretty distinct from one another, too. So the first one that happened, I would definitely say, is a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. So Formula E has been replacing its actual car races with virtual ones, which drivers can compete in from home. 27-year-old German driver Daniel Abt finished third in the latest leg of the Formula E's Race at Home Challenge, but it was discovered that Daniel wasn't actually behind the wheel.
Oh, shame,
yeah,
shame.
Yeah, so ex-F1 driver Stoffel Vendoom, who finished second in the race and suspected that something might be afoot, he noticed that Daniel wasn't using his webcam. And when they actually looked into it, found out that he had actually hired a ringer. He got a professional gamer to drive for him.
Isn't that the first thing, though, like when you're about to cheat on this kind of a game that you would think and have to figure out, what do I do about the people, like, watching me? Because the moment that you just don't have a webcam, it's
especially if you had one up beforehand. Yeah, yeah.
Something afoot there. Mm-hmm. I love that he had somebody race for him, but yet still only came in third. Come on, if you're going to have a ringer in there, why don't you go number one,
yeah,
baby?
Yeah. So he was forced to pay 8,900 euros, which is going to be over $9,000 in U.S. dollars, and was disqualified from the last race, and he has had all of his points from the series wiped. He has since apologized, saying, I do not take this as seriously as I should have.
Oh, shut up.
I'm especially sorry about this because I know how much work has gone into this project on the part of the Formula E organization.
Shut up.
I am aware that my offense has a bitter aftertaste, but it was never meant with any bad intention. You cheated!
Did he hire a ghostwriter to write that crappy apology? Because it was the most insincere thing you could have put out.
It sounds like they're probably at the same age, because a 27-year-old man giving an excuse for an apology that you'd hear from a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah. So one of the other incidents was actually in Fortnite. Sekosama, the winner of the Asian leg of the Fortnite Championship Series, has been suspended from the game and has had his prize money taken away after he was caught teaming. That is a cooperative act that is banned in competitive play. And so what teaming is, that's when someone who's not actually on your team is playing as though they are. So he was going ahead of where Sekosama was going to be, picking up all the good items and hiding them somewhere where items normally wouldn't be, so Sekosama would know where to get them and other people couldn't pick them up.
So if he cracked open a chest and he got a sweet gun, he would hide it behind a bush or something somewhere in
Fortnite. Or like first aid or health kits.
Yeah.
He would also attack people, but not kill them, allowing Sekosama to finish them off and get the point for the kill.
So like in this tournament, you would get bonus, like they're trying to get as many points as possible.
Mm-hmm. You win, obviously, for being the last one alive, but you get more points for downing people as
well. Yeah, so like essentially, I mean, he wasn't scoring the baskets for him, but he was giving him all the assists, just passing him the ball the entire time.
Yep. So Sekosama lost his $15,000 winnings, but will only serve a 14-day suspension.
Does that stop people from doing it? Does a 14-day suspension and having to give your money back?
No, because to me, like, if I, let's say that I cheat 9 times out of 10, right, and I'm only going to get banned for 14 days, but the time that I'm not banned, I get $15,000 or more?
Hell yeah.
Nah, I still, to me, this should have been way more severe.
Yeah, that seems really weak. 14-day suspension, so 2 weeks off.
Yeah, pretty much two weeks off. That's what that is, yeah.
$15,000's going to hurt, but if I'm making, you know, $300,000 winning a tournament, 15 grand's nothing.
Yeah, so the final one actually happened in CSGO. Red Bull announced the winners of the Finnish Red Bull Flick tournament that they have been banned after the event was actually concluded. This was a 2v2 tournament won by Finnish players Jaze and Wolds, who were originally going to represent Finland ahead of the national finals come June. Now, this was a little bit more, I think, what you would expect when it comes to cheating in esports. They were actually using programs that assisted them. Now, we're not sure exactly what programs they were, whether they were something that assisted with their aim or wall hacks that allowed them to go through or see through walls.
Oh.
But the reason this wasn't detected and it's only happening afterwards is that the cheating was detected after the fact by an update by Faceit's anti-cheat software. Now, Faceit's the company who organizes these tournaments on behalf of Red Bull, but essentially these guys were using cheats that hadn't actually been updated into the cheat detection software yet. So there's basically like this sort of two-week window between these cheats coming out and the update to the system where these guys were able to use the cheats. But they were caught after the fact, and as a result, they had their prize money and their placement stripped away.
This is the most cut and dry one out of all of these, I think.
Oh,
it's the easiest one to be like, hey, you're a cheater, get out of here, stay away. Especially doing it on Faceit, which is like since it's a private company, it's a next level of like cheat detection.
Okay.
That's the one that's gonna be punished the worst and is the most like non-gray area one. So those guys are screwed.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yep. Now unfortunately they weren't able to obviously redo the entire tournament, so the runner ups were the ones who get to go on to the next tournament instead.
Is that all that happened to them? They're no longer allowed to be a part of the finals?
Yeah.
They're not getting dinged, they're not getting banned, they're not getting fined.
From what I've read, losing out on this, they're probably blacklisted.
They're taking away their Red Bull?
Yeah. Doing something like that, like it's not a good look. It's not a good look at all.
Oh man. Well, that seems like they got off pretty easy. We're going to talk more about cheating in video games in a moment, because now it's time for our Close Shave of the Week.
Time is up! Oh my god!
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at checkpointxp.com.
The Overwatch League May Melee Tournament wrapped up with a bang in the Asian region. The bottom seed, Seoul Dynasty, fought their way to the finals against the first seed, Shanghai Dragons. It was the first to four series, and the Dynasty, against all odds, won the first three matches, putting the series at match point. Now, miraculously, the Shanghai Dragons managed to fight back and deliver a four-game reverse sweep and take home the win.
This one, Fledder moving over to the Torbjorn, but he was not able to get his ultimate off in time. The beam, it burns them down, indeed, Josh. The overtime, is it not enough? It is not enough whatsoever. The Shanghai Dragons have done it. I cannot believe what we have witnessed, the reverse sweep.
That's incredible. Unbelievable scenes. And the Shanghai Dragons are on their feet. They can't believe what they've just accomplished. They should be so proud. The mental fortitude to keep themselves in that match.
Congrats to the Shanghai Dragons coming in with that four-game reverse sweep and narrowly dodging defeat. Now remember, if you ever miss a Close Shave of the Week, you can always find them posted over at checkpointxp.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to checkpointxp.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just talking about professional esports players getting busted cheating and being stripped of prize money and given bans and all sorts of other forms of punishments. Now, we want to talk more about cheating in video games or otherwise, because I feel like Weirdbeard, you would strike me as a potential video game cheater.
Oh. Never. I have.
Oh, no, hold on. Specifically, you know where I think he would cheat?
Where's that?
I think that he would cheat against his daughter. I think he would
refuse
to lose against her.
I can't even imagine what would happen in the Weirdbeard household if his daughter beat him in a video game.
Yeah, what do you have to say for yourself?
I have no VAC bans ever. I've never been cheated. The only thing I will say that I like...
What's a VAC ban?
A VAC ban by Steam is like when your hardware ban, meaning that they know that you have the cheats like installed on your stuff, and you're not just banned from the game.
Okay.
You're banned from playing any game on
the
platform.
You're gone completely.
Yes, you're removed. The only time I've cheated, and I was a very bad, now reformed cheater. split screen couch play, like couch co-op. Oh, if we were to play older games where you would play on the couch with somebody, hell yeah, I will.
It's hard not to. It's on the same screen.
Exactly.
Like, it's right there. There was one time I had actually made a bet with a friend. This is back when I used to stream a whole lot. The new Tomb Raider game had came out. And the bet was whether or not I could 100% complete the game within, I think it was within that week, right? Find all the collectibles, all the secrets, do everything. And I wasn't allowed to use any guides. And I would stream all of it. Well, because I had multiple monitors, I used a guide anyway, but they didn't know.
Oh, you cheater.
Because while I'd be looking at it, I'd be like, oh, man, I need three more things in this area, right? I know exactly where it is because of the guide, but if I beeline straight to it, they're going to know, like, how'd you know it was there? So I'd have to spend, like, 30 minutes being like, all right, well, I remember looking through here. I remember finding one in here. Maybe it's up in here
you
somewhere,
really
right?
Sound like you didn't know what was going on.
Nobody knew. I mean, I eventually came out about it, you know, a couple months later, but nobody knew. I got away with it.
Wow.
Perfect.
So Robbie's really the cheater we need to be worried about.
Yes, he's the one undercover that'll take all your stuff. James, do you get nervous even talking about cheating? I feel like you're the kind of person that would.
God, and I don't really get nervous talking about it, but I don't. I'm not smart
like
enough
it.
To cheat, you know? It's a video game. What am, other than cheat codes, I think the last time I cheated was the Ninja Turtles game, the arcade game for Nintendo.
That's not a cheat.
With the Konami code.
Built into the game.
Okay.
That is not a cheat in that case.
That's what I was going to say, is what do you consider cheating? Is it that you have to download something external and then, like, make
I it accuse my girlfriend of cheating every time she uses a guide for a game. Like, if she goes to look something up, I'm like, you dirty cheater.
That's funny, because to me, the guide is, it's a guide. It's like a roadmap to the game.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. You know? I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I'm not going to tell her that.
Okay, so you're just saying in the sense of your relationship.
Oh, for
the
sure.
The guide is
for
cheating.
Sure. Uh-huh.
But your thumbs up on a guide to a video game.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
So technically you didn't cheat.
I mean, you're bad, but it's fine.
Oh, I guess you did cheat because the guys, the whole premonition of your situation was you would not.
There you go.
Yeah.
Use the guide.
But I had a time limit, so, you know, I wasn't risking that.
Ah, I see. All right. Well, coming up in a bit, we have a game recommendation for all of our listening gamers on a budget with the free game of the week. But ahead next, there's a professional gaming league paying players significantly more than any other league. We'll discuss which league and find out just what the average salaries of some professional gamers are. That's next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my gosh.
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Robbie Landis, as well as the star of Checkpoint XP's latest YouTube series, The Breakdown, Weird Beer.
Oh, thank you. How do you guys like it? It's weird, like, doing a solo thing, though, because everybody else is fun. I usually am, like, the weird one. So now it's, like, only a weird show.
Yeah, it's like Weird Beer reads me the news.
It's very, very YouTube.
Hell
so
yeah, it's YouTube.
I'll just say, like, when I think of you, I think of that show. Like, that is, like, what I picture, like, happening in my brain.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. you don't have to ever have to watch it again.
Well, check out the Breakdown. It's a wild weird beard in his natural element. Occasionally hear about gamers winning big million-dollar jackpots at major tournaments, which is great, but not how an average professional gamer gets paid. So what is the actual average salary of a professional esports player? And which league should you play in if you want to get paid the most? We have Checkpoint XP producer Callie.
Yeah, so we thought we should have Callie on with us, being our League of Legends expert,
right,
since this story actually came out of the League of Legends world here. And as noted by Hal Biagas, the executive director of the North American League Players Association, the average league player earns $410,000 in salary
a
year. Now, it should be noted that they don't have to pay for, like, equipment or housing or food or anything like that, because
nope,
the team and the organizations pay for all of it. So they are taking home almost $500,000 a year.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, when you take a look at, like, other esports, I think obviously right now League of Legends is kind of leading the way in terms of player salary, right? We're not talking about what you're winning from tournaments,
mm-hmm,
necessarily, because there are, you know, esports out there that have unbelievable tournament prizes, like the International and Dota, $20-30 million a year is available.
And
in
the
prize
yearly
money.
Salary thing is only something I think that within the past few years, you know, obviously, like you said, you know, League of Legends is the big one that I think started doing it. You know, something like Overwatch League, you know, they have a guaranteed minimum of $50,000 salaries a year. But for the most part, when it comes to esports professionals, your winning did come solely from tournaments, or maybe you had a brand deal here and there. But the other thing, too, that's interesting about being able to talk about this number is that in the esports, in the professional gaming space, people usually aren't very, let's say, opaque, or sorry, not opaque, transparent
yeah.
about how much they're making.
They're very opaque, actually.
Yes, they're very opaque. But, you know, I just thought this was really interesting because that was a lot higher than what I thought it would be. I mean, you know, Overwatch League, the inaugural season, Sinatra was rumored to be the highest paid player at $150,000 for his salary, which still pales in comparison to what the average player is making in League of Legends.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you talk about the LCS now. I mean, there are people making seven-digit contracts. Like, million-dollar-a-year contracts are a thing now in esports, which is really cool. It also starts to ask you questions like, are we going to see any long-term contracts ever get signed as long as players are making that kind of money?
What is one of the longest-term contracts we've ever seen? Because, I mean,
the
Faker,
best,
for example, has been with his team for quite a while.
Yeah, but even he operates on, like, three-year contracts, I think, and he's maybe the best of all time.
The one thing I do have to put in this conversation, though, is it feels like a lot of the contracts that are signed currently it's kind of like radio. Behind the curtain of radio, you know, the top 10% of radio people are paid well, right?
Yeah,
like
the big bucks.
Yeah, they bring like in the big bucks. Name. You get another 10% underneath that that's like, they're making a living, they're doing okay. But that bottom 80% really is not having an impact.
Right.
Paycheck
again,
to paycheck.
This is average, yeah.
It should be noted that we exist in the 80%.
Well, because, you know, the first thing I thought when I saw this, because again, a lot higher than what I expected it to be for the average.
I can't believe $410,000 average salary a year just to play video games.
Yeah. Professionally, to play them professionally.
Yeah, still,
yes.
So you gotta play at a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
But that's crazy. You're getting paid that much money to literally have
fun. Still pretty far behind traditional sports, though. Looking it up, I was actually surprised that the NFL, when it comes to like the four big ones, you know, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey, the average NFL salary is $2.7 million.
Wow. I mean, and you figure like the NFL, they operate on a salary cap. Mm-hmm. You can only pay your team so much money. Now, granted, I mean, in esports, you've only got, you know, 7 to 10 players maybe on your team with your subs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit not quite balanced the same, but $410,000 blows my mind. I'm just wondering, when are we going to see the first blockbuster signing? When are we going to see the first, like, oh, this guy's the next big star? 8 years, $1.5 million a year. When are we going to see something like that happen?
Ooh,
it's a long time. You know, it's definitely coming at some point, but I think it's going to take a little bit longer because, again, when it comes to the esports sort of lifespan, it is a little bit shorter, and things can change so quickly and on a dime, you know. When you're looking at something like sports, you know, you sign them for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever, and usually in their clause, you know, play or not, you know, whether you get injured or not, you're still going to get paid,
yes.
Right?
Right.
But in esports, it's not just the player you have to worry about, right? What if, you know, the hero or the game that they're playing takes a dive? What if next year, you know, the meta changes, you know, the sort of strategy around the game changes so much that they're now useless.
Yeah, you suck now. Get out of here.
Exactly. And we still have you, you know, on contract for seven more years.
I think that's the difference between a Tom Brady. A Tom Brady is always going to be able to throw a football. You can always sign him to a contract for 6 years and still have it be good.
It's just the wear and tear on the body you're worried about.
Right. Yes. And then you get to these guys, and it's like you said, in 3 years, the Titans just blew out an entire roster. How are they going to sit there and esports teams say, like, we want to sign for 20 years?
So, Weird Beard, League of Legends pros are averaging now $410,000 a year. You have a daughter. If she came to you and said, Dad, I want to play esports, what's your response?
I'd give her the same talk if she said that she wanted to be a pro basketball player. Like, that is the 1% of the 1% of the people that are able to get there. And I still think that sinking...
It's different, though, because of the secondary career or sort of the secondary industry around pro gaming, and that's streaming.
I mean, listen, if she makes more than 20 grand, she's doing better than me. So that's all I have to stick with.
All right, we'll talk more about salaries as a professional esports player or streamer here in a minute. Because right now, it's time for this week's Nailed It.
From the high highs.
An absolute monster.
To the low lows. Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
This week's Nailed It goes out to streamer and speedrunner Simply,
Simply is best known for speedrunning Super Mario 64 from the Nintendo 64, and after 8 years of trying to set the record, he did so last week with a time of 1 hour, 38 minutes, and 28 seconds. Now that is 15 seconds faster than the previous record.
That's wild.
It's crazy to know that he's gotten that far that fast in that game, because I played it. I played a lot of time. I spent a lot of time
on
that
game. Yeah, it was a 120-star run. That's essentially a star a minute.
What's wrong?
I did it.
You did what?
World record.
Larry, you got the world record. Oh, my God. You got the world record?
He's crying now, and he's hugging it. That's his mom talking.
His parents came in, yeah.
Oh, God. I knew it was coming. Oh, my God.
Hey, bud.
Oh my God.
So wholesome.
What was your time?
Oh, my God.
138.28.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. Those parents rock. They were like, kid, you like this? I'm into it, too. Oh.
He's been doing it for 8 years, man.
Jeez. That makes me feel good in my heart. Have you ever watched a Super Mario 64 speedrun?
I have not.
So we're talking a game from like the mid-90s, right? But to this day, it is one of the most intense games to watch speedrun because there's so much that goes into it. I love that game.
Well, there's your wholesome moment from Checkpoint XP of the week right there. Congrats to Simply on finally reaching that goal he's been working 8 years to obtain. Stick around to find out who failed it this week, with the failed it portion coming up in the next hour. Also, don't forget, if you ever miss a nailed it and failed it, you can find them posted over at CheckpointXP.com as well.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at CheckpointXP.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just discussing average salaries for professional esports players and the leagues that pay their players the most. But now, we want to talk a little bit more about like where the money comes from.
Yeah, so you know, as I was just saying to Weirdbeard, you know, not everyone is obviously going to be able to make it into professional esports, and there's only even a few leagues that are at the point now where they're able to pay salaries. You know, in most cases, you're looking at if you're not winning tournaments, then you're not getting paid.
Oh.
And I think right now, the majority of professional gamers doesn't necessarily come from the competitive aspect. It comes from streaming. I mean, there have been tons of people that have left the Overwatch League, for example, to pursue a career in streaming because it's more financially stable, right? As long as you're there day in and day out, constantly sort of building up your audience, you get to start, you know, them paying you subs, which is month over month subscriptions that are coming into you, and then you start adding on to it donations that you're getting. For a lot of people, that's where the big bucks are coming from, not necessarily striking it big in esports.
So, okay. Because if I'm like a professional, a true professional athlete going through for like football, basketball, whatever, you essentially go from high school to college, maybe opt out of college to get drafted early, and then you kind of become a player, and then afterwards you might have the chance of becoming a coach.
A coach or an analyst or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think what's really interesting about this esports take is that you can go and compete, you know, in some high school stuff. And then really in college, you start turning the sphere into it, because there's casters, there's analysts, there's designers, there's like every esports team employs their own social media team, right? Like
it's a whole industry unto itself. Yeah.
And I think it's, and then there's even the people who don't want to become professionals. They just want to do Twitch streaming. My girlfriend's brother is like, he's not a big streamer, right? Like, he's just a kid who does it from his home, and he makes like $3,000 a month from just Twitch subs.
Now, and that's something that I think a lot of people don't understand is like your Ninjas or your Summit 1Gs. You know, I just looked up right now the number one Twitch streamer on Twitch, according to current sub count, is Nick Merckx. He has 42,137 subs.
Subs. Holy cow.
Now, that's between, there's three different tiers, $499,
right. $999, $24.99. But each of those,
but at minimum, $5. He gets half of that. So at minimum, he's bringing over $100,000 a month on subs alone.
I want to kill myself. I can't go sit in front of my computer and do this.
But again, that's not everybody. He has 42,000 subs. If we just go down to the person in 20th place, they have 16,000. So it starts to fall off pretty quickly. But as Weirdbeard says, if it's something that you're willing to put into the same amount that you would a job, right? If you're willing to get up and work a 9-to-5 and stream, you could at least start to make a decent living off of it. I think
even at the 16,000 subs, you're looking at $40,000 a month.
He's just like he's looking up how poor he is compared to
16,000 subs. I think I have like 50.
But it's not as simple as just jumping on in playing. You know, you really have to be dedicated and really put time and effort and work into doing something like this.
Yeah, there's still a lot of work.
And then, it's not guaranteed.
If you're a gamer on a budget and in need of a game that costs little to nothing, but is still totally worth the hard drive space, nerds, get your lightsabers ready. Free Game of the Week is next on Checkpoint.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
XP. Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard. And when he's not breeding Pokemon or tailoring clothes in Animal Crossing, he's live tweeting very passionately about comic book movies. Mr. Robbie Landis.
Whoa. All right, first of all, are you talking about my take on Age of Ultron?
Yeah, can we? Okay.
So no, I'm talking about the movie you watched this last week.
What did I watch this last week?
Justice League.
Justice League. Oh, yeah.
Who's tweeting about Justice League?
Right, it's Robbie because Landis. The Snyder Cut is apparently coming out now. So we talked about in The Other Identity, my podcast about comic books, which you can find over at checkpointxp.com.
Ooh,
so
shameless.
I'm like, all right, if we're going to talk about this, I'm going to rewatch it so I can talk about it competently, right? So I'm like, first of all, if I have to suffer through this, so does the rest of Twitter. So.
Oh, you didn't like I enjoyed Justice League.
It had some issues.
It had some issues, but it was fun. Riot Games experimented with its North American League of Legends Championship Series, or LCS, by starting to run matches on Monday nights. Now, apparently things did not go as planned, and Checkpoint XP producer and in-house League of Legends expert Callie is going to join us. Callie, what's going on with the LCS?
Man, I get to stick around for 2 segments in a row. This is craziness. All right, so yeah, last split, Riot decided they wanted to introduce Monday Night League throughout the spring.
Like a Monday Night Football.
Yeah, no, exactly. Esports equivalent to Monday Night Football. They wanted to try to capture that same energy. Here's the problem. No one is used to watching esports on a Monday.
Oh, I thought it did really well.
It did. I mean, it did fine. Like, okay. It did not do the gangbusters that they were hoping it was going to do, but it did fairly well. But going into the summer, they've decided, you know what? We're going to change gears. We're gonna put it onto Friday nights instead. We're going to do Friday Night League. Now, that is a day that everyone in the esports scene is used to watching esports. That's the beginning of the tournament weekend. It makes actual total sense. Robbie, you look a little disappointed, and I kind of agree with you. I loved the concept of Monday Night League. I wish they would have given it more time.
Well, and I think this is something that you see in esports a lot, is people will try something, and if it doesn't immediately work like they want it to, like, oh, I guess it's not going to work. Like, you have to invest in it a little bit, right? I mean, Monday Night League is something that's new, and if you do this for a few splits, for a few years, you start to build up that audience expectation. I mean, very first time that they introduced Monday Night Football, did it perform as well as it does now?
I would guess probably not. I mean, nothing. Is Monday Night Football pretty much second to none at this point?
Everybody knows about Monday Night Football. Like, that's the game you want to be a part of. You want your team
correct.
In. Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
At least in our
but
local
But you have
city.
To earn that.
Very, very. That's very true.
I think the big distinction may be that Sunday night had football. Monday night kind of had football as well. It seems like a lot of esports stuff is front-loaded to the weekend.
It
meaning
is,
like
absolutely.
Thursday,
yeah.
Friday, Saturdays. Yeah. You don't see a whole bunch of Sunday stuff going on. You don't see a lot of Monday stuff. I think it just may be a scheduling thing. Like, it literally could be like they're that far off from making this work. Because you're right, there is an audience that wants to watch stuff like this. There's an audience that wants the big marquee event that you're able to go and be like, hey, every Monday, go check this out. But is Monday the day to do it? I don't know.
For me, Monday is the day to watch wrestling.
Well, amen to that. You know? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they're splitting their audience a little bit too much on Monday nights. That is the wrestling night.
Like, it would be hard for me to be like, well, you know what? I got to tune in to watch the LCS because I got to go watch WWE. You know, I'm invested in something else that night.
So if you're looking to watch some of the LCS this summer, it starts on June 12th, Friday, June 12th. Everything kicks back off. Some major storylines to watch. Cloud9 is in the driver's seat. They had one of the most dominant springs ever, really. So we'll be looking to see if they can continue that throughout the summer. TSM has acquired Doublelift, who is...
Who wasn't doing very well.
He is considered to be one of the best of all time in North America. However, he had a really bad spring. There's a lot of questions about whether he's maybe a little over the hill or if his motivation just isn't there. He's back on his former team, Team Solo Mid. There's a lot of expectation there and a lot of hope that he'll bounce back and return to form. So those are the two teams that I'd be keeping your eye on this split.
There's also one other question I have to ask you while we have you here.
Okay.
Since you're so prophetic about this. is the NA, the North American region, going to be able to compete internationally? Like, that's one of the big things for if you're not familiar with this esport is, like, the North American teams tend to do well, right? And there's competition and parity.
Like, amongst themselves. They're good.
But the moment that they go to the international
when we get to the big boy table.
Yeah, they essentially get shut out by the Korean teams, by the Chinese teams.
Even European
and
teams
now the
recently.
European team
yeah.
recently.
So are they going to be competitive, Callie?
So, you know, I had the opportunity to talk with both LaTigris, who is a host on Friday Night League, and Jacob Wolf, who reports for ESPN on this. And both of them gave me kind of the same answer on that when they said, yes, the opportunity is there. Cloud9 has to prove it this split, but what they really need to see, Cloud9 actually needs to lose a few games this split. They need to get beaten a couple times and see what they need to improve on their game. Otherwise, they will get eaten alive when they get to the international scene.
Interesting.
All right, you can check out the Friday Night League starting Friday, June 12th, over at twitch.tv/riotgames. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We know there are a lot of you out there gaming on a budget, so Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. This game is free to all PlayStation Now subscribers.
Ooh.
And puts you into the battlefield with legendary characters from the Star Wars galaxy. Robbie, what game have you had for us this week?
That's right. Star Wars Battlefront 2 is an action shooter game based on, that's right, the Star Wars film franchise.
The balance of the Force has been shaken. Clone Wars have begun.
Target that speeder! Give him everything we've got!
Your move.
Support me!
So Star Wars Battlefront 2 was one of the most recent Star Wars games. It has a heavy focus on multiplayer, allowing you to play as famous Star Wars characters. There's also different modes where you can pilot all kinds of ships and vehicles from the Star Wars universe as well. Now, it does have a campaign that takes about 10 hours to play through, but the focus here is definitely on being able to, you know, play as Darth Vader or Han Solo and participate in some of the big battles that have spanned over the different movies.
Absolutely. This game I've actually played, so I'm excited to hear that it's free. It's so much fun. I love playing the Battlefront games because I get to take the harness of Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader or, you know, Emperor Palpatine. And
I think it's the only way that a Star Wars game is going to be competently multiplayered out, right? Like, if I'm not going to have, like, the one, because they just had a single player Star Wars game released on the PS4 that was actually really
Fallen
good.
Empire.
Yes, Fallen Empire. And that was fine, but you can't translate that to a multiplayer experience. Battlefront as a multiplayer experience is the only way to make a Star Wars game work, because you just go around shooting stuff, and then you can play as Darth Vader, you can play as a Stormtrooper, you can play as Luke Skywalker. Like, cool. I just want to be able to pick my fans and then go kill other people with them.
Well, and I think recreating, like, all the famous battles too is definitely the way to go, you know, being like, all right, here, we're on Endor, you're on one side or the other, here are your mission objectives, go. You know, I only played it a little bit when the demo first came out, but, you know, I did have fun with it, and I think at this point, too, because there was a lot of negative press when it first came out, you know, the way that they did some of the incentivizing and people being able to buy all the best weapons, and if you had the money to do that, but at this point now, all of those problems and kinks have been worked out, and there's actually a bunch of DLC that I know that they have added over time as well. So, again, free on the PlayStation Network if you are subscribed to PlayStation Now. So, this is one of the free games, but definitely, definitely worth it.
All right, well, there's your free game of the week. Be sure to pick up Star Wars Battlefront 2 for free on the PlayStation Network if you have PlayStation Now. Coming up, video game fan casting. If you could cast anyone to play a character in a video game movie, who would it be and for what role?
Oh, Weird Beard is Claptrap. Boom!
Ooh-hoo. That was insulting and also fits perfectly. But we'll talk about that in a bit, because I had next, internet trolls. Are they picking on the Skyrim grandma? We'll let you know who the Skyrim grandma is and why she's cutting back on her streaming time. That's next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. In the Overwatch League, league play remains suspended. As of recording, we haven't heard what the plans are for the month of June. Speculation remains that they'll be doing a tournament format again, much like they did in the May Melee. Pro League of Legends is set to return soon. Friday, June 12th will mark the kickoff of the LCS Summer Split. Cloud9 will face off against FlyQuest in a rematch from last Split's championship. The Summer Split will continue throughout the end of August, with the winning teams having a shot to represent North America at Worlds. DreamHack Masters Spring has completed the group stages, and now the playoffs will kick off on June 11th as Furia Esports takes on 100 Thieves. EVO, the largest fighting game tournament of the year, will be held online this year. It'll be held over the course of 5 weekends starting on July 4th. The Fortnite World Cup has officially been axed for the year, even before COVID-19. We hadn't really heard much information on what the plans were for the event in 2020. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tom.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who's dying to get their hands on the loot inside Bunker 11 and Call of Duty Warzone, me, James Gamble.
What's Bunker 11?
Dude, they now have key cards. You know, we've talked in the past how they have all these different things in the war zone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So now you can find a key card, and then you find telephones, and the telephones give you codes. And then you take these codes and your key card, and you go to Bunker 11, and there's blueprints, and there's
This seems way, way too involved, man. You have time to do this in between getting shot at?
That's all part of the challenge.
It's very much so like Fortnite. They're just going to put stuff in to allow you to go in. There's soon going to be people not even fighting. They're just going to be running around to do, like,
just trying
extra
to do
objectives.
Stuff.
I'm going to be one of them, and I don't care.
You know
care.
What? They're the easiest ones to pick off.
That's what you think.
You know what? I might start playing Warzone. I'm just going to follow you around. I'm going to stream snipe you. That's what I'm going to do.
Bring it. Landis. We'll see you in the Warzone.
You playing controller, right?
You know the answer.
Oh, right. Easy money!
An 84-year-old grandmother from Ohio who loves to stream herself playing Skyrim has been making headlines on gaming websites across the world, but she's had to cut back on her streaming time. Are internet trolls to blame?
Yeah, so Skyrim Grandma is what she's better known for. Her name, though, is Shirley Curry, and she's actually a YouTube streamer, so you won't find her on Twitch, but she spends all of her time playing Skyrim, and up until this point, she basically plays it, like, to roleplay. She doesn't, you know, do it to, like, min-max or to beat the game or anything. She just likes to play out her own stories within the game, and then she uploads these videos to YouTube.
But she's almost using it as, like second life.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I go quite that far, but, you know, she enjoys doing it. She has fun playing it. She has almost 900,000 subscribers.
And I think it's one of those
on YouTube.
I think it's like,
what?
Yeah, if you've heard about, there's also a YouTube channel that went viral like last week or the week before, Dad, How Do I? And I think this is like one of those feel good things where somebody probably just shared like, hey, look, it's a grandma playing Skyrim, and then all of a sudden just skyrocketed.
Well,
she's been
doing it for a while. It's not like this is anything new. I mean, to have 900,000 subscribers, she's been playing for a while. But the problem, the reason that she got into headlines recently, is she's cutting back on how many videos she uploads. She was doing it every single day. Now, after her a few weeks break that she's taken, she's only going to do it every few days. And
because
the headlines.
She's getting older?
That is part of it. It's health reasons.
She needs more time to make cookies.
James.
She's got those Afghans to knit.
But the reason it was in headlines was, and the headlines that you probably saw, was that she was being chased away by internet trolls and people making bad comments because she did put out a video addressing people that basically come in and tell her, this is the way you should be playing, or why don't you play these other games?
I've played Skyrim for years, and I know about the HUD. I know about the different mechanics of how to play the game, and I don't have to be reminded and told all the time. Any comments I see like that is going to be deleted. I don't have to be told about what games to play, and describe to me what the games are like. I look at all the games. I'm a gamer.
So, James, I don't think you're mad right now. I'm mad, and here's why.
Why are you mad, Weirdbeard?
How terrible is our world that there's an 84-year-old grandma just, like, enjoying her life, getting up there in age, playing Skyrim, and there's some people that are just deciding to mess with this old lady.
Okay, now hold on. Before you get up in arms, because that's what a lot of people online were up in arms about. That's what a lot of
are
these...
Are you a troll defender, Robbie
Landis? Hold on. I'm defending Skyrim Grandma because she actually came out on Twitter and called out one of these news organizations and said, I'm not leaving because internet trolls and people are being mean to me. I'm cutting back because of, like, my own health reasons.
Oh.
Now, there, and she basically said, like, stop trying to profit off of my stuff and make up stories. Please take this story down, right? She did put out a video, yes, where she talked about some of the negative comments she gets. But basically, you know, she recognizes that that's just part of, like, gaming culture. Like, everyone does that. And while she doesn't like that, she's basically trying to ignore that the best she can. But the reason that she's cutting back on her videos is because she noticed that not as many people are watching them as much. Like, you know, she basically puts up an hour-long video every day, but her analytics are showing that people watch about 5 to 10 minutes of it. So she's like, if people aren't going to watch them that much, I'm going to cut back a little bit for my own sake.
She needs some more
granny
time.
Do this to have fun.
Let
Skyrim Grandma have fun, guys.
She's 84 years old, and she's checking the analytics on her YouTube
right?
videos.
I'm amazed she's even playing Skyrim.
Yeah.
Like, that's a game you got to put some time in and figure out. It's not like Tetris or Dr. Mario. You know, this is a complicated game.
If you were going to be in like, an old person, you're in your 80s right now, and you have to stream a game, what game are you picking, James?
Me, personally, if I'm that old, like maybe a Flippy Cup game, or just a little simple game. Connect Four.
Rude. Yeah. I'd probably do a massive multiplayer online game like, you know, like World of Warcraft because they're constantly adding new content to it.
You're going to be an advanced 80-year-old gamer. I'll tell you that right now. When I'm 80 years old, I'm going to be happy that I'm not just pooping my pants. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We love hanging out on some of these awesome stations that host us each and every week. We want to say we love you to TSN 1050 Chum AM in Toronto, ESPN Southwest Florida 99.3, WWCN-FM Fort Myers Beach, Florida, and 97.1 The Fan, 97.1 WBNS-FM in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you all so much for being a part of the Checkpoint XP family. Now, we were talking about the Skyrim grandma and how she's been cutting back on some of her time streaming, playing Skyrim on YouTube. And we also, we all kind of remembered some memories we've had in gaming with our grandparents in kind of a way. Like, I know I had a grandfather who had an old school Mrs. Pac-Man sit down, like, cabinet that you could play. And I always remember watching him play, and I was always so impressed. How is Grandpa so good? I call him my O-Pop. I'm like, how is O-Pop so good at Mrs. Pac-Man? Because he could get around those ghosts, and he knew the mazes. He was getting every single little fruit that would pop up. Always had
he
the
was
high
a pro.
Score. He was awesome, yeah.
Well, I think it's a lot like you're going to be able to talk to kids of the current, like, younger generation. If you were to hand them an N64 controller, they would have no idea how to do it,
like,
or,
what
like,
is it?
How to control anything like that. So I think it's crazy because, you know, like, I look at some of these new shooters that are out there, and there's kids that have stuff that's, like, built into them.
Fortnite's the perfect example. It's not just about shooting anymore. It's now also about building stuff.
Yes.
But, you know, like I was reading the Skyrim grandma story, and I'm like, man, I wish that my grandma was this into games, right? Because growing up, and even now, knowing that, you know, I made a career out of it, like, when it comes to birthday or Christmas presents, my grandma's like, give me a list so I know what to get you this year. Don't put any video games on it.
I'm no, like, video games allowed.
I'm like, it's my job now, grandma. Come on.
You built a career around it.
Yeah, exactly. Buy me some video games.
I believe producer Cal Callie's sitting in with us again, and she's had some experiences with grandparents of gaming, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So my grandfather was the biggest, like, hockey geek. That was his thing. And when I was young, I wasn't into sports very much at all. Big shocker. But I was into playing video games, and I'd go over to my grandparents' house for, like, the weekend and stuff, and I'd always have, like, my nose in the Game Boy. So I go over there one time, and my grandfather has purchased a Game Boy and has purchased the same game that I was playing and
there
has been
go.
Sitting there trying to learn how to use it so that him and I could have something in common and have something
crap.
To do together.
Everybody's grandparents into games except mine.
I don't know. I never. My parents are much older. My parents are in their, like, 60s and 70s at this point and everything.
Oh, that's right. Actually, when you got this job, they were still doubting that, like, you were actually doing something with your life, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
so,
okay. All right.
So
I don't feel so left out now.
So there's no way to, like, like my grandparents, they were close to nursing home age, but when I was young. So like this is to have people that say that they have grandparents that are able to play. That's nutty to me because I just that entire generation is just out of touch for me. I don't know.
Well, that was like when I was 7, to be fair. I mean, I don't have any grandparents left except for one at this point. And yeah, she's not playing any video games. But yeah, no, like it was cool to see like a generational gap there kind of get filled by Game Boy.
What game was it that your grandpa went to try to play with you?
The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening for the Game Boy.
Very cool. I can see a grandpa playing Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
He never beat the second dungeon in 12 years. But
he kept trying though for 12 years?
For 12 years, he would pick it. Every time I was over there, he would pick it up and try to play.
Yep. Wow, that's something else.
I also had a grandma that was into Tetris. She loved playing Tetris on the NES with me.
See, my grandma and grandpa, like, as much as they denounce games, they're gamers because they sit around all night with their tablets playing, like, Candy Crush or Farmville.
Like a solitaire
yes!
or a euchre.
Yes, yeah. And guess what? Guess what, grandma? That's video games. That's still video games.
You tell him, Robbie.
That's right.
All right, coming up, if you would cast anyone to play a character in a video game movie, who would it be and for what role? We're going to talk about dream video game movie roles in a bit. Because next, it's time to play a game. Weird Beard, what do you have in store for us?
I'm going to cause some division amongst the team here. Will you still like each other after our game?
Ooh.
Spoilers, never liked you guys to begin with.
Ah, whatever. We don't like Robbie anyways.
You love me.
That's all coming up when we come back on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard, as well as the only person on Checkpoint XP whose significant other was mistaken for a forensic accountant for the local field office of the FBI. Mr. Robbie Landis.
She wasn't mistaken for, all right?
She is. She's a snitch?
No, she was on LinkedIn in one of the, you know how it shows you like, hey, here's some jobs that you might be interested in that you're qualified for, right?
Yes.
A forensic accountant for the FBI field office here popped up on there. So it was basically saying you have the qualifications to become a forensic analyst for the FBI. And she was all really excited about it. She's like, I kind of think I want to apply. And as she's looking through it, she's like, oh, okay, never mind. I'd have to take the actual, like, physical, like, tests and carry a gun around because you essentially would be an FBI agent, and she can't even do a single push-up. So.
I'm scared. I didn't know that there was FBI hanging out here. Like, now I'm way more nervous that more people may be working for the FBI than
it
I
also,
thought.
It also makes sense why you were so scared over the last time you were over. You didn't... Yeah, he's like, you know what?
Yeah.
The audio quality last time we recorded wasn't really that great, so I'm going to use my phone as a boom mic here instead of standing out in the other room with Katie because I'm terrified of her.
We finally found
right?
something.
That's what it was, wasn't it? That's what it was.
Weird Beard scared of the FBI. What's he hiding? Valorant is out of beta now, so in honor of that, our game this week is Valorant themed. One of the big parts of Valorant is calling out locations of enemies to your teammates, and Weird Beard has a game that centers around that. Weird Beard, explain how we're going to play this game.
So what we're going to be doing is we are going to be testing the trust between Robbie and James.
Ooh.
So
he
like
plays on a controller. I don't trust him.
Well, all you have to do is trust his gut sense. Now, here's what's happening.
I got a good gut sense.
Like when James said, a big part of Valorant and any first-person shooter is being able to describe exactly where on the map that an opponent is. So you have these things called callouts, which are just designating a specific spot instead of saying, there's a guy over there. So I have a list of some weird callouts from Valorant that are real and some that are fake. James, you're going to tell us whether you think it's real
okay.
or fake. And Robbie has to approve your answer like he's your he's your boss. He's your middle manager.
I can never work for Robbie.
So we're going to start. We'll start with an easy one. First off, I need you to tell me, is Hookah a real callout in Valorant?
Hookah? Is hookah a real call-out? I'm trying to think. So hookah, I know, is like you use it to smoke tobacco. Could it be something that is in Valorant? I'm going to say it is not a real call-out in Valorant.
Robbie?
I'll go with it.
He's going with it. He's trusting me. He's been trusting me.
and it's failed him. Hookah is a real call out in Valorant.
What is hookah referring to in Valorant?
It's like a big room that has a hookah inside of it.
Okay.
So some of these things aren't necessarily like a
How
direct
is that an easy
out.
One?
That yeah. is an easy one.
I guess if we've played Valorant.
Well, here's the problem. I'm waiting for you to get your controller set up so we can 1v1 so it's a fair match. And now you're losing this game for
Hold
us
on.
Too,
if
James.
You want to bring that up. How come you geniuses here didn't tell me that a PS4 controller is much more difficult to sync up with your PC than an Xbox? Because I'm waiting on a new Xbox controller to sync up.
So all right, so you get that Xbox, sync it up, I'm going to kick your butt, and then I can start playing Valorant.
All right, second call out here. Is emo a real call out in Valorant? James?
Emo, as much as it was my favorite music growing up, I'm going to say no, it is not a real call out.
Robbie?
Are all of these call outs referring to places on the map?
Correct. Like I would say, hey, there's somebody in emo. Go check emo.
All right. Then in that case, no. I could see emo maybe being a short term call for specific characters that you're trying to target. But as for a location, I wouldn't think so. So I'll go with James here.
You're correct. But emo is a real space in CSGO. It's a really dark corner. So they say all the emo kids go in there. But it is not in Valorant. You get 1 point.
You have to wear like eyeliner and have your hair over
That's
your
exactly
face.
Exactly.
My Chemical Romance.
Next one, elbow. Is that a real call out in Valorant or not, James?
Elbow, I feel like elbow could be a real spot if you're somewhere on the map, maybe where the 2 points meet into a and form
like here.
Like
say
an
there's
elbow shape.
Say there's somebody in elbow for me. See if it seems natural.
We have one in elbow. One in elbow. Yes, I'm going to say it's a real call out.
All right, Robbie?
I believe it is as well. In this particular term, like in Overwatch, for example, there are certain times when like the map will turn suddenly. That'll be known as like the dog leg, for example. But I think elbow serves the same purpose.
You're correct. Elbow is a real call out.
Look at that.
Next one, logs. Is logs?
Logs.
A call out in Valorant. James?
Two in logs. That sounds weird. Man, I'm trying to make eye contact with Robbie.
Don't look at me. Go with your gut.
Right here.
You're supposed to go with your gut, man.
With my gut, I'm going to say logs is not a real call out.
Robbie.
See, I feel like on some of these maps, there could be like a point where maybe you can get from like the bottom floor up to like a balcony by jumping up a bunch of logs that are stacked on top of each other.
Oh, he's smart.
You know what? This time I'm going to disagree with him.
And so you're saying it is a call out?
I think this is a call out.
Your middle manager saved you. Logs is a call out, James.
Oh, thanks, middle manager. Appreciate that.
That's my point, not his.
Yes, all right. So
I have three, he has two.
Okay. And then for another one, Goofy. Do you think Goofy is a call out in Valorant or not?
Goofy. All I can think of when I hear Goofy is the Disney character that makes that weird noise when he falls off cliffs.
Or he does a gah!
Oh, he does do that. He does do that too. You do a very good Goofy impersonation.
Thank you.
Wow, I'm impressed. I'm going to say Goofy is not a call-out location.
Robbie.
Ugh, probably not. I'll go with James here.
You're right. You would be sued by Disney if you ever put that in a video game. Goofy is not a call-out. All right, our next one that I'm going to give you, you have to guess whether or not this is a real call-out to be able to describe a point on the map in Valorant. James, you have to tell me if this is real or not.
I'm ready.
Snake.
Snake. Well, because earlier when you said that there was a hookah in a room.
Snake!
A little Metal Gear Solid, huh? I think Snake is definitely going to be a call out in Valorant. Because there's probably a room with a snake in it.
That's funny.
Or there's some sort of a
or
snake
there's
a wall.
There's a hallway that is S-shaped, so they call it the snake. Yes.
Fair enough, yeah.
I'm going to go with that one.
He's trusting me.
You keep letting him down. Snake is not a real call out in Valorant.
Oh, man.
James. Now for your final one, this is worth 100,000
points. 100,000
points? 100,000 points.
This means I could beat Robbie.
Is Hell a call out?
Hell. Is Hell a call out? You know what? I feel like I'm not super familiar with all the maps in Valorant, but I feel like Hell could be a very good call out. So yes, Hell is a call out.
All right, now just so that you can't beat me regardless, I'm going to agree with you. So right or wrong, I still win by 1 point.
This guy right here, you know.
But yeah, I think it is too.
Hell is a call out. You both win 10,000 points. Congratulations.
That was 100,000.
Yeah. Yeah. He's only got limited.
All right. Well, I had one
points.
More than you, so I'm the winner.
Yeah. As usual, Robbie's the winner. He's the greatest. He's the best, and he's not paying me to say that.
Fun.
You heard I nailed it earlier on the show when Simply beat the world record speed run on Super Mario 64 after working on it for 8 years to get it set. Well, now let's see who failed it.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows. Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio?
This is what the heck is going on with Team Solo Mid. After acquiring Double Lift, a super talented player in League of Legends, TSM president Lina Zhu was found to be in a relationship with Double Lift.
Ooh, is that the spicy part?
Doing a little hanky-panky.
It's not the spicy
part.
Oh,
smoochie, no.
Smoochie. No? Well, she then went on to ruin a player's career that she employed by outing him on Double Lift stream as unhireable.
Picking for this guy was maybe a mistake.
It's not up to me. Like, for example, no one wants to pick up Darnell. That's not my fault.
And then after that...
Wait, there's more?
There's more.
Hold on to your butts. They had a player who won a Fortnite professional event say this on a live stream.
Questions or, you know, kind of, you know, projects you're working on that we want to give you guys, you the floor, of course, to shout yourself out here.
No, not really working on anything. Hopefully I do good in solos, but like last FNCS didn't go too well, but I just made more than top 9 in it. So everyone that didn't place in top 10 can like suck my d***. They're f***ing s***s. I don't know why they talk shit. They're actually also dog shit and brain dead.
All right.
Oh, boy. 100,000 plus people were watching that. Parents, kids, all kinds of people were watching that interview live because there was no way to not do it. So, yeah, Team Solo Mid has not had a good month so far.
Holy cow.
You're taking it back, James.
I can't believe it. He's got a mouth filthier than mine, and I got a filthy mouth. All right, well, TSM is not having fun this month, and hopefully with the LCS starting back up again, they can focus on winning games and not just for their mistakes. So that's who failed it this week. Don't forget, if you ever miss a nailed it and failed it, you can find the posted over at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at CheckpointXP.com.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Before we discuss our dream video game movie castings, a video game movie sequel was recently announced, and another character for the Borderlands movie has been cast. Robbie, what's going on in the world of video game movies?
So officially, Sonic 2 is going to happen.
Hell yeah!
Which I don't think surprises anybody. You know, there were some critics out there that I think, you know, weren't happy with the final product, but it's a lot better than the product we were originally supposed to get. And I enjoyed it. You know, I went and saw it in theaters. It was fun. You know, I thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah, you took your date on Valentine's Day.
That's right. Yeah. We sure did. And then the other big news here is that the Borderlands movie is going through. It's, you know, this has kind of been rumored for a while now, but it's been revealed that Kate Blanchett has been cast as the lead. She will be playing Lilith, one of the main characters in the game. Which, look, I'm a big Kate Blanchett fan. You know, she did really, really good as Hela in Thor Ragnarok. But and I hate to be this guy.
Oh, she played the main villain in Thor Ragnarok.
She did, yeah. And I
like
hate to be
sister
this
that was locked up
this, in... this guy. But I don't know. I feel like she might be just a little bit too old for it.
Okay, well then, how about this? Give me your dream video game movie castings. Like, you can pick any video game and cast it with any,
you know what,
Hollywood
okay
star.
Staying on the Borderlands realm here, I want Ryan Reynolds as Handsome Jack.
That's a good cast.
That's a great casting. What are you talking about? That's an amazing casting.
It's very good. Do you have any, James, that you can think of?
Yes, I would like to see Chris Pratt.
Ooh. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, I think he could play a Vault Dweller in a Fallout movie.
Yeah, he could.
I think he'd be great.
Yeah, he could.
That.
Is it a comedy?
Sure, comedy action.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep. Post-apocalyptic.
I'm with it. Awesome.
All right, coming up in a little bit, what are some of the big gaming releases hitting stores this month? We're going to let you know which games to keep your eyes open for. But first, we're checking the gaming headlines. What do you got for us, Robbie?
Ooh, Amazon's newest game is not doing so hot a week out the gate.
Ooh, no. Well, that and much more, all next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and along with me is Robbie Landis, as well as the man who is too busy trolling boomers and his old people Nintendo group on Facebook to text me back. Weird Beard.
I want to say my favorite argument that they kind of have is like they'll argue about and I know somebody's trolling, they'll put like a really recent new game and everything like that, and then go, man, this game is so much better than like the first Mario game. And it's like kicking a hornet's nest. All the old people come out and just be like, I remember when you had to have it on channel 3 to be able to play a video game.
The guy is unreal.
My goodness.
Here's another eSports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Last week, Amazon Games released Crucible, a free-to-play team-based shooter to little fanfare. Today, on the also Amazon-owned Twitch streaming service, there is little to be found streaming it. It's not a good sign for the game. Crucible is similar in design to the now-defunct Battleborn, a cross between a first-person shooter like Overwatch and a multiplayer online battle arena like League of Legends.
Man, I've seen ads for this, and it's like, it's kind of...
I haven't even seen ads!
Me neither. This is the first I've ever heard of it.
Yeah!
But here's why. I've been trolling for, like, Epic Games putting out all these free games and everything right now.
Okay, so that's why I probably came across your feed.
Yeah, and it's like, it's interesting, but dude, it's gonna be a big old stinker. It's gonna go out to absolutely nobody.
Well, you know, it's really funny too that it's the whole first person shooter meets MOBA, like what Battleborn was. That launched the same weekend that Overwatch did, and it got crushed as a result. And now Crucible is basically launching at the same time that Valorant is.
Yeah, really, have fun
and
with
it's
that.
It's gonna get crushed.
That's rough. So, hasn't anybody actually played Battleborn? Has anybody bought Battleborn?
Battleborn isn't available anymore.
I bought it.
Oh,
that's how he knows!
But here's the thing. I bought it from Five Below for $5.
All right, fair enough.
A long time ago. I never played it.
Richard Lewis at Dexterito released a story this past week covering the story behind the Vancouver Titans' recent roster release.
The Titans.
According to the PR, the COVID-19 pandemic led to strained relationships between management and the players, and everyone parted ways amicably. Well, it turns out that COVID was just the excuse, but the problems were much deeper than that. So a few of them, just to give you an idea, this is a very long and in-depth story, so I do recommend you heading over and giving it a check. But the state-of-the-art facility that the Titans were apparently shipped to was more state-of-the-art facility when it came to actual sports training. When it came to esports, they basically put into rooms that were less homely than even hotel rooms with, like, concrete walls. They weren't given their own computers to use. They didn't have personal spaces or anything. They were 10-minute drive from anywhere that they could actually do anything, but weren't given transport. No translators to help, you know, facilitate the communications between the Korean players and the non-Korean company. But to me, the biggest part of this, like the most damning line, the bottom line of this story from Lewis's source, the story is that the Francesco Aquili thought, and that's the company that owns the Vancouver Titans, thought that esports would be a money spinner after watching Valve's Dota 2 tournament, The International. There's no genuine interest or enthusiasm when it comes to Overwatch, they explained.
Now, I have to also tell you, so Enthusiast Gaming is the company that owns that team, and then they also own a Call of Duty League team, the Seattle Surge. That's the same team that this weekend, the players were saying how they had never had contact with management ever and how management hated them and they literally didn't care about them and thought like all the other players had been picked. So Seattle Surge was like, fine, give us whatever. And they took the last of the players, put them on a team, and then they're like, oh, they suck. They're terrible. We hate them. They're so bad.
It's not a good look at all.
Like, wow. I think this is not going to be the last time that we talk about Enthusiast Gaming in kind of a negative sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have more hits coming in very soon.
Silent Hill and horror game fans got quite a surprise this past week as Dead by Daylight announced their newest killer. Now, Dead by Daylight is a game where four players act as survivors, and they have to survive a maze of traps as they try to escape another player who plays the killer and tries to kill them. And the newest killer for Dead by Daylight is Pyramid Head from Silent Hill.
Now, actually, people were freaking out. Let's play this reaction real quick of what we tweeted out on the Checkpoint XP account earlier.
It's Pyramid Head. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? Yo.
So I think people were pumped to have Pyramid Head kind of show up in the game.
Well, because this is like one of the first. I mean, obviously it's filled with killers from like movies that you know about,
yeah,
right?
So they have like Jason, they have Freddy, they have
and then there's
Leatherface.
And then there's obviously, you know, some that are sort of just taken more from like mythology and, you know, like real world sort of scenarios. But this is the first like video game character out of a horror game that's been put into Dead by Daylight.
Is there anyone that would put that they could put in a game that would scare you, James? Like, is there one that would be absolutely nightmare fuel for
you?
They
already have the Demogorgon from Stranger Things.
They do.
That's scary enough as it is. Mm-hmm. Leatherface? Pretty much the game already scares the crap out of me. So this is a game I've actually played, and I've actually been terrified playing. So
you know, I actually streamed this once with a big-time streamer and one of the creators of the game. And when the one time that I was the killer, apparently I had forgot to put perks on my killer, so I was at a disadvantage. I managed to
kill... Let me guess, hold on. He still killed everybody.
Everyone. I was There's the no only perks. Person during the entire stream to do that.
Robbie, are you the greatest gamer to ever live?
You know what? I might
Please,
be.
Please, tell me.
I might be. I very well might be. All that's left on my list is to take down Ninja. All
right.
Someday. Ooh. Someday. Another big legacy event in the gaming industry has been added to the cancel list due to COVID-19. BlizzCon 2020 has been sidelined. Now, it normally takes place in early November, but due to the concern around the pandemic, like many other conventions, takes 2020 off the list. So there are currently no plans of any sort for an online event to take its place.
Now, Robbie, you're kind of our Overwatch guy,
yep.
right? Like, you like World of Warcraft, you like Overwatch. Do you think that they were going to announce Overwatch 2? Did they actually lose anything by canceling this event?
If they had BlizzCon 2020 and they didn't announce Overwatch 2, it would have been like
boring.
No, the fans would have came with like pitchforks and torches.
Oh, okay,
Blizzard has not had a very good probably the past 2 years. So if anything, I think this probably works more in their favor. You know, the Overwatch scene right now isn't looking good. If Overwatch 2 wasn't announced, like that's what people in the Overwatch scene are waiting for is Overwatch 2.
So now they can stall with an
They can stall a little bit. Yep. The new World of Warcraft expansion is coming out, so you don't have to worry about anything on that front. Diablo 4, there's big expectations for that.
Yes.
Diablo 4?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. There's been like 8 or 9 by
no,
now.
No, there's been like 10 years in between the development of these games. But honestly, this is probably more of a blessing for Blizzard than anything else. But I still don't think people are going to leave them off the hook.
So there is some good to come out of COVID-19.
A little bit. So today, we're happy to celebrate the birthday of an iconic golden idol of the gaming world. As of May 22nd, Pac-Man turns 40 years old. Happy birthday, Pac-Man.
Wait a second. Pac-Man's only 40 years
yeah.
old?
Yeah. You know, this is actually the one game anniversary that doesn't make me feel super old when I see it.
It doesn't make you feel... Do you know how old it makes me feel?
Can I
ask... Super old!
Do you know the story of Puck-Man at all?
No.
So, is he a Mega Man villain?
No. So Pac-Man was originally going to be called Puck-Man.
Ooh.
But they didn't do it because there were so many fears of people being able to scratch the P into an F.
Oh, yeah.
They had to change his name to Pac-Man.
That's crazy.
Well, that's it for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Robbie, thank you for that update. Now, the Overwatch League is currently on a 2-week hiatus following their May Melee tournament. The tournament format was originally dropped from last season for a regular season, more in line with what you'd see in traditional sports. Robbie, why the change back to a tournament format?
I think that what they're realizing is that this sort of you know, regular season where it's just you just play your matches and at the end of the season it's tallied up and you know who's ever at the top is at the top is at the bottom, nobody cares, that they're realizing that doesn't really work so much in esports, right? Because if your team's on the bottom halfway through the season, they're not coming back. Yeah, nobody cares, right? But when you put up this tournament format, it leads to a lot more interesting storylines halfway through. You know, we talked about it in our close shave of the week earlier in the show, the match between the Seoul Dynasty and the Shanghai Dragons. The Seoul Dynasty, since coming back and playing with the online format due to COVID-19, they have lost every game but one in a 3-0 sweep, right? They didn't take a single map. They were being dominated on, but they managed to claw their way up to the finals of this tournament and go the full 7 maps against the Shanghai Dragons with some of the best Overwatch we've seen all year. And that wouldn't have been possible. That wouldn't have happened if it doesn't happen in the regular season, right? If it's not in a tournament format. And even when you do get games like this, let's say the Boston Uprising sitting at the bottom of the barrel right now. Let's say that one day they come out of nowhere and they go to a game 5 with the New York Excelsior and they win. Okay, great. Awesome, Boston. You're still on the bottom. It doesn't matter. That didn't do anything for you.
I think it's really like it's – they kind of have understood that March Madness for basketball really isn't about – you know, they don't care about the regular season. As long as your team gets in and is competing, that's where the storylines happen.
And the upsets. I mean, it's all about the upsets.
Exactly.
The underdog. Yes. They want that underdog story.
So, like,
so by going to the tournaments, they're creating almost an environment for those these underdog stories in the esports world to come to fruition.
Yeah, yeah. Viewership on YouTube was up at least double the, you know, when I had been watching it and taking notice of it. So, I mean, you know, they're taking these 2 weeks off. It hasn't officially been announced, but there are rumors that when they come back that they'll be going into another month-long tournament similar to the May Melee.
I think that it especially, like, the biggest problem, and this is talking to an Overwatch expert, so you can correct me on this.
Oh, I will.
The biggest problem that Overwatch has right now as far as garnering views is having people be interested as much as they could be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
games are still happening, but it's not like, it's just people aren't checked out. Like, they don't care. So, like, they need to up their audience, and the easiest way to do that is to involve some stakes, to put some, like, conflict and the ability to win.
Yeah, there's something on the line, some sort of a title or some sort of a...
And that was always, you know, one of the great draws from, you know, the first two seasons, because they had everything sort of divided down into four stages. At the end of a stage, you would have a tournament, right? And I can kind of see the reason they went away from that is, you know, for the traditional sports fan, that type of stuff is a little bit confusing, but most people coming into Overwatch, you know, there's a lot more going on the screen than there would be in football or hockey, which can usually be boiled down to, hey, get the puck into that goal or get the ball down to the end zone, right? But because the esports is already inherently a little bit more complicated, I don't think that you should try to prune it down as much as you can, because then you start to lose something. You know, people who are interested in it will put in the extra time to learn about it.
We'll talk about that, I'm sure, in future episodes of Checkpoint XP. But Weird Beard has a great game recommendation that you may have slept on for whatever reason.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
You.
Yeah. We got the Patient Gamer coming up in a bit. Ahead next, the big release is hitting stores this month. We'll let you know which games to keep your eyes on next on Checkpoint.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
XP.
Checkpoint XP with James, Robbie, and Weird Beard. Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my God.
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard, as well as the only member of Checkpoint XP that can relate to the phrase, more muffins, more problems.
Oh my gosh.
Robbie Landis.
So the other day we had to, she was all out of her medication, so we had to go pick up some medication. My girlfriend, all out of her medication, so we had to go pick her up some more, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go pick it up for you. What do we need right now?
Muffins!
Like emergency stuff, right?
Pie!
Need more muffins and pie. I go over to the cabinet, I open it up, and I pull out two unopened boxes of muffins and go, what are these?
They're chocolate chip muffins, weren't they?
Well, no. She's still making her way through those. These were the Funfetti ones. But she's like, I didn't even know those were up there. Why were you hiding them? I'm like, what do you mean? They were in the cupboard. When the boxes are unopened and you're still eating to another box, you put them in the cupboard. We're not just going to stack snacks in the corner of the kitchen.
Have you ever considered sending her to like one of those South Florida rehab homes and just
get
the shakes out of her system?
She's got a muffin problem.
She does.
I'm addicted to muffins.
All right, it is the beginning of the month of June here, and we got some hot game releases coming out. Robbie, how are the game releases looking for this month?
We got tons of games you should be keeping an eye out coming out this month. The first of which, called Little Town Hero for the PlayStation 4. Now, this is an important one to keep an eye on, because the ones who developed this are none other than Game Freak. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it should. They've created the Pokemon games, and they've created nothing but Pokemon games until this.
Wow.
This is Game Freak's first non-Pokemon game, Little Town Hero. It is an RPG that has, you know, the usual sort of Game Freak cutesy sort of you know, thing going on to it. I saw Weird Beard over there just licking his lips, salivating over it.
Well, you know who else also did the music composition is Toby Fox, the guy who did the music for Undertale. So it'll be interesting. Metacritic score isn't that great yet, so I'm actually holding back a little bit.
Okay, fair enough. That comes out on June 2nd. Also on June 2nd for PC, Valorant gets its official launch. Free to play. So if you aren't playing this, there's no reason really not to. At least give it a try.
And especially because right before they it opened up to the public, they announced a new agent and a new map that are both going to be in Valorant. Nice. So
it's got some incentive to actually check it out.
Yeah,
so maybe if
cool.
you've gotten a beta invite and you played it and you weren't really digging it, and go back and check out some new stuff.
There you go.
On June 5th, The Outer Worlds hits the Switch. Now, this dropped for all the other major platforms last year. But The Outer Worlds is basically like Fallout, but more
outer
in
space.
Yeah.
Fallout
now,
in space.
I got to. I played this myself, and I was really, honestly, enamored with it. It has a very old school RPG, almost D&D sort of feel to it, right?
You can do anything. You
do
can
just
be
about
mean
anything.
To people,
you
or...
have like these different stats you get to put points in to decide what you're good at and what you're bad at, and there's a bunch of different ways to accomplish things.
Yeah,
but
I played it on the PS4.
Cool.
I thought it was fun, but it's a little overly complicated for me, and there's so much reading.
It is. It's
there's
definitely
so many
it is. That's yes. part of the role playing part of
oh,
it.
That,
though.
Man. It's just like a Disco Elysium, the game that won the best of the game or mm-hmm. best game of the year
and
last
that
year.
Really did have a lot of
is
reading, though,
a,
even for
it's
me.
It's a literal like Hemingway novel. It was nothing but pages and pages. So anymore with these RPGs like that, when I see Fallout inspired, it usually means like get ready to
put on
your
reading,
glasses.
Yep. We have on June 16th for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, Disintegration. Now, James, this is one that that you have a little bit
of
experience
actually,
with, right?
I played. I registered to be in their beta. They sent me a beta invite, and I played it. And I'm not digging it at all.
Oh,
like,
no.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Because this was one, when I first remember seeing the trailers for this, this one actually looked kind of cool. You're in like a big like mech, like a spaceship
yeah,
of
you're
some
in a
sort.
Weird spaceship,
and you're like going across like the
minions.
Countryside fighting like an alien invasion?
Kind of, but you're going up against other spaceships and their minions in like a battle, like almost like a like not so much a battle royale, but it's a like a player versus player.
It looks like PUBG with mechs.
I wouldn't even give it that good of a review.
Oh God,
yeah, I didn't care for it at all. I didn't like the aspect. I thought I was controlling a person. It's like a third person point of view of a person, but it's a third person view of a spaceship. And then you have these weird little minions that go out and do your bidding. So it was weird. It's overly complicated. I didn't really understand what was going on. And I'm not looking forward to playing this one at all.
James is a simple man, and he needs simple games.
Simple games.
The other big one to take a look at this month. This is, if you can only buy one game this month, this is the game you buy. And that is The Last of Us Part 2 for the PlayStation 4 on June 19th.
Now, this was originally slated to come out when? Like in March?
Originally February.
Okay.
And then it got pushed back to April. And then it got delayed indefinitely because of COVID. And now it's coming out on June 19th. This is going to be a contender for Game of the Year.
Well, I was
going to
say, let's take a vote now. Do you think it's going to be Game of the Year, or do you think it's going to get beaten out?
It's going to be between this and Cyberpunk 2077
yes.
later in the year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is the one. This
James,
is the one.
My vote goes to Cyberpunk 2077.
You haven't even played it, James!
Well, I know Keanu Reeves is in it,
that's,
so...
That's very true.
Keanu Reeves might be in this. We don't know.
I doubt it. Do you think he's in The Last of Us Part
II? I didn't
two?
Think he would have been in Cyberpunk!
Well, I knew he was in it because they talked about it years ago. All right, you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We know a lot of our listeners love gaming, but life comes at you fast, and you don't always have the time to keep up on the gaming news, let alone all the latest games. So we're bringing you The Patient Gamer. Each week, Robbie and Weird Beard are going to tell us about a hit game that came out a few years ago or more that you might have missed. Something that's easy to get into, well worth your time. Weird Beard, what game are you suggesting this week for The Patient Gamer?
Set on a mining spaceship by deadly monsters called necromorphs, released following the discovery of an artifact called the Marker, the player controls engineer Isaac Clarke as he navigates the spaceship and fights the necromorphs while struggling with growing psychosis. This is Dead Space 1.
Never heard of a total communications blackout on one of these things. You'd think with 1,000 people on board, someone would pick up the phone.
We need more help. We don't have the resources to deal with this many cases. Nobody would tell us what's happening.
There should be a security detail in here.
Yeah? Well, there's not. There's nobody here.
So Dead Space 1 is an action horror game. It's essentially a zombie game set in space!
Weird Beard, could you just for once, like just one time, pick a good game for this?
Dead Space 1 is one of my favorites. And the reason why, there's 2 and 3, 4 was canceled, but Dead Space 1 is the truest of the Dead Spaces in the sense that you are literally just a guy in space with these zombie alien things that just pop out. And, like, it's not a horror game in the sense that it's, like, jump scares.
No, they rely on body horror.
Yes.
Like, weird
like gore. Yes.
And, really? Like, elongated arms and, like, weird creature faces and heads. Just, like, stuff that when you see it, you're just like, ugh, no.
Yes.
How is it in terms of, like suspense and like
so there's a lot of suspense. You aren't totally powerless.
James has a weak heart, okay?
Yes,
so he can't take a lot of suspense.
I do.
I would put it it's closer to like a Resident Evil game than it is necessarily like a super scary game, but it's not even as scary as Resident Evil. Like Resident Evil is all about like the atmosphere and your environment that you're in and whatnot.
Yeah, weird sounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Music changes when you're not expecting it.
Because you're in space. Like, it's literally, think of how, like, Alien. Alien was an amazing movie because of the suspense of being in there and knowing that the xenomorphs are around
there's
everything.
There's
like
a sound over there. What was that sound?
That's exactly what Dead Space is, and that you're like, you hear
it's Robbie
like,
looking for muffins.
Oh my God. No, but I mean, Dead Space is a lot of fun. It came out, you know, I think 12, 13 years ago?
Yeah, it was a minute. It's
been quite a while. It's scary. It's fun. Like, it's really easy to get into. It's only 11 hours for a general, like, vanilla playthrough. If you're a completionist, it tops out at 20 hours, so it's not even...
That's like your strawberry playthrough, right?
Yeah, like, okay. That's the one where you get every single thing. It's not as crazy. And for $20, you can pick it up on Steam. It's also what are the platforms? PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Steam to be able to pick it up for a newer system.
Dead Space 1 is the perfect game if you're trying to get your spooky zombie killing game on. This game is going to be right up your alley. Coming up, you have a most memorable line in all of gaming? Well, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook. We're going to share your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. In the Overwatch League, league play remains suspended. As of recording, we haven't heard what the plans are for the month of June. Speculation remains that they'll be doing a tournament format again, much like they did in the May Melee. Pro League of Legends is set to return soon. Friday, June 12th will mark the kickoff of the LCS Summer Split. Cloud9 will face off against FlyQuest in a rematch from last Split's championship. The Summer Split will continue throughout the end of August, with the winning teams having a shot to represent North America at Worlds. DreamHack Masters Spring has completed the group stages, and now the playoffs will kick off on June 11th as Furia Esports takes on 100 Thieves. EVO, the largest fighting game tournament of the year, will be held online this year. It'll be held over the course of 5 weekends starting on July 4th. The Fortnite World Cup has officially been axed for the year, even before COVID-19. We hadn't really heard much information on what the plans were for the event in 2020. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Checkpoint XP with James, Robbie, and Weirdbeard. Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my gosh!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weirdbeard, and the one person at Checkpoint XP who is slowly stepping up his PC gaming, me, James Campbell. You guys got to check out my new mouse pad, okay? I'm buying parts to get my PC set up to game.
Uh-huh.
I got a new mouse pad. I think Robbie is going to love it.
Okay.
You know what most people say that making PCs is like? It's like Legos for adults.
Oh, my God. You actually have it with you.
Yeah, I brought it with me.
Okay.
This is an amateur
stuff. All right.
All right. You ready for this, Robbie?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Yep.
Check this out. You like Overwatch?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Dang.
For the listeners, this is a... it has lewd women in bikinis bending over in the water.
It's
basically all the babies of Overwatch in the pool.
It's all of the Overwatch ladies having a beach party.
Look at that.
I'm into this.
You approve, Robbie?
Do you have mouse and keyboard to go along with it?
I do.
Well, when I see you playing on them, then I'll be proud.
All right, the most memorable lines from a video game of all time. If you played video games, you likely have a line or a moment that stuck with you for a while. We asked the question on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, and we're going to share your answers in just a little bit. But first, we're going to talk about the ones that have stuck with us.
All right, I'm going to start with Weirdbeard. Get his dumb one out of the way. What's the most profound video game quote that stuck with you, Weirdbeard?
This is going to be really dumb.
I know.
It's a me, Mario.
Stop it.
Here's why.
Oh my gosh. Weird Beard.
It's the most iconic. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's like, the most iconic.
It is.
Shut up.
Mario is huge.
Shut
and like,
up.
If anybody ever says, it's a, and you're like, it's a me.
It's a me, Mario.
And that's
James,
what everybody
stop.
Who does a bad Nobody Italian cares. Impression always goes, it's a me. Like,
I agree. I'm with you. I'm with you, Weird
Beard. It's terrible.
I think that's a perfectly good one. Okay, so for
James.
Me, mine goes, for whatever reason, I'm not a big fighting game guy, but all the like the terms and some of the phrases that always stick in my mind all relate to fighting games. So the first one that I have is, it's toasted. And that's because back in the day, playing Mortal Kombat, trying to hear that guy do the, it's toasty. In Mortal Kombat, we were just like glued to the screen waiting. When's his toasty gonna pop out? When's he gonna do it? Are we gonna be ready? Are we gonna hit the right keyboard buttons? Is it gonna happen? We don't know. The other one is Hadouken! Hadouken!
That one's not bad.
Because that was the only move I could do in Street Fighter.
Dude, your impressions are spot on.
Well, today, those ones are. But.
So, for me, I took mine from Mass Effect 1, which, you know, as you start to play that, you think that the whole idea of the game is, all right, you're basically a super space cop, the James Bond, right? You have to track down the guy who's gone rogue, right? And then near the end of the game, maybe about 80% through, is where the game flips everything on you and you realize, oh my god, this is way bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah.
When this guy means nothing because there is this huge army of sentient super machines that come every 50,000 years to just reap organic life from the galaxy. And the moment you sort of realize that, you're talking to Sovereign, one of these Reapers, who says, we impose order on the chaos of organic life. You exist because we allow it, and you will end because we demand it.
It sounds like something Robbie would say.
Yeah, like that's exactly what Robbie would do.
It's one of those moments where you're just like, dang. It just got real.
I'm going to tell you right now, when you read that quote, it got real real in here because I was like, I think Robbie is
that
character.
All. All
right, you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We are talking the most memorable lines from a video game of all time. And we asked a question on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook. And now it's time to hear your answers. Robbie, what do you have for us?
All right, Enyo here says, hey, listen, which is Navi from The Legend of Zelda, The Ocarina of Time, and something that anyone who's actually played the game, it haunts your nightmares.
Hey, listen.
Perpetual Player One, he has his quote from Half-Life, and that is G-Man, saying the right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world.
The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world.
James, have you ever played any of the... oh my god, why am I
Half-Life
blanking?
Half-Life games.
Half-Life games.
I have not played any of the Half-Life games. Is there more than one?
There are two of them. I almost said there's three of them.
I didn't realize that. No, I have not played it. Was that one of them that came in the orange box?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm familiar with it, but I've never actually played it.
I've never played a Half-Life game either.
Whoa.
Weird Beard.
Hey, yeah. We're no Half-Life bros.
That's right, Half-Life bros.
Yeah, fake right. Fist pound there.
Matt here has another iconic one. I'm sure, James, this is one that you will recognize. Get over here!
Oh, yeah. It's more like, get over here!
Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
You gotta throw the spear when you say it, too.
Get over here!
Michael says, I used to be an adventurer like you. Then I took an arrow to the knee. Skyrim guy.
I used to be an adventurer like you. Then I took an arrow in the knee.
Like, this turned into such a stupid meme. It was such a stupid, dumb meme that then every YouTube comment for 5 years after Skyrim came out said, I used to be X, but then I took a Y to the knee.
Why are you so upset about it? I feel like this type of joke is right up your alley. This is the type of thing that you would say.
It's a dumb meme. I think it's a double dumb meme.
Here's a really good double one dumb. From Adam. Let me. You know, before I tell you guys, let me know if you can guess where this one's from. Boy, you must be better than me.
I know where it is, James.
Boy, you must be better than me.
Boy.
It's the boy that gives it away.
Boy.
I have no idea. Is it Borderlands?
God of War.
Oh, okay. A game I've never played.
Oh, fair enough then. All right. What about this? War. War never changes. From Brandon.
I know this one because it was part of a game we played in the past, and that's Fallout.
That is indeed literally every single game in the Fallout series.
War never changes.
Here's one from Theodore. Professor Oak from Pokemon Games. Now is not the time to use that.
He would... Okay, the reason I hate that line the most is that it would come up like, Professor Oak, you're a professor. You're supposed to be the most knowledgeable Pokemon person in the entire world. Why do you give a damn if I'm riding my bike inside? Like, are you my dad? Are you an adult in my life? Don't, and I'm like miles and miles away. It's like your mom when you're in college calling you, be like, make sure you put on underwear. Like, Professor Oak, if I want to ride a bike, I'm going to ride a damn bike.
Johnny from, this is from Castlevania, Dracula. What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets. Castlevania, another series I've never played. Frame Loss over on Twitter has another one. This is from the Metal Gear games. Solidus Snake saying, we're all born with an expiration date. No one lasts forever. Life is but a grace period for turning the best of our genetic material into the next generation. That one's real deep.
That one's like, I don't know.
That's like one of the most like philosophical quotes I think you could hear in a video.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
well, I mean, that's literally any like
Metal
Gear game. We are
all born with an expiration date. No one lasts forever.
David's favorite. Sorry, but your princess is in another castle.
There's the classic one.
That's another classic
I just wish
one.
It was actually spoken instead of you have to read the text on the screen.
There's a stupid music they make you listen to.
I knew it wasn't going to be the princess because I'm only on level 4.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
There's another classic one.
Yeah. That one from Mark. Thank
Can we
Mark.
Talk about why is it weird that a lot of people are like, these things are etched in their memories that were never spoken out loud. That one's never said out loud.
Never.
The Mario one, never heard. But somehow those are the most like iconic lines in all video games.
From Zero Wing 1989, all your base are belong to us.
Another one that nobody ever spoke. It was just written out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But this one wasn't even in an English game,
That is one of the earliest examples of a mistranslation that then ended up turning into a meme as a result. Set us up the bomb is another one.
Very meme-y.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Justin, World of Warcraft 1 from Illidan the Betrayer. You are not prepared.
Can you give me context on that? I have no idea.
Yeah, like, so that one, back when the first expansion for World of Warcraft came out, the Burning Crusade, you were leaving Azeroth to go to another dimension to hunt down Illidan the Betrayer.
Jesus Christ.
The end of the trailer was basically him telling you, the player, you're not prepared for what's coming.
He's not at the high enough level to fight that boss?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, there you go. There's some iconic lines and memorable moments from video games. Some of the best of all time. Did yours make the list? Let us know on social media. Shoot us a tweet at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We love hanging out on some of these awesome stations that host us each and every week. We want to say we love you to TSN 1050 Chum AM in Toronto, ESPN Southwest Florida 99.3 WWCN FM, Fort Myers Beach, Florida, and 97.1, The Fan, 97.1 WBNS FM in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much for being part of the Checkpoint XP family. And that will do it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head over to CheckpointXP.com and check out Checkpoint XP on campus to get the latest info on what is going on in the world of collegiate esports. Last week, they had an entire episode dedicated to the CSL Grand Finals. New episodes every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We'll talk to you again next week. Stay healthy, stay safe, and don't let the coronavirus get you down.